USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. House Democrats plan to present an article of impeachment against President Trump on the floor of the House of Representatives this week. Majority Whip Representative James Clyburn of South Carolina tells CNN State of the Union.
Because it's privileged, it can go directly to the floor, and it may not go through the regular, what we call regular order, through maybe the Judiciary Committee. So it may be Tuesday and Wednesday before any action is taken, but I think it will be taken this week.
The search for any possible survivors continues off the coast of Jakarta in Indonesia after a Boeing 737-500 plane crashed into the Java Sea. A Navy ship detected a signal allowing divers to locate parts of the wreckage. There have been no signs of survivors so far. Saturday's crash comes just 2 years after a Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet crashed, killing all 189 on board. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life, and a guaranteed, it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
Police in San Diego declared a gathering between supporters of President Donald Trump and counter-protesters on Saturday an unlawful assembly. Some people went at it. Officers were hit with glass bottles, eggs, and rocks. Pepper spray was shot at them as well. This man tells CBS 8 San Diego he got caught in the middle of it at Pacific Beach.
I just saw the Antifa people standing there, and then they got real aggressive and started spraying the pepper spray at people and telling people like myself that were just standing there to leave.
Additional officers were called in to break up the groups. An officer with the U.S. Capitol Police has died while off duty. 51-year-old Howard Liebengood had been with the department since 2005. His cause of death has not been disclosed. It's unclear if Officer Liebengood was at the Capitol when it was stormed this past week. This is the second death of a Capitol Police officer this week. Officer Brian Sicknick was killed after confronting that mob. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Amazon has kicked the alternative social media network Parler from its web hosting service. Google and Apple have also pulled the app from its stores. CEO John Mates reacting to the timing of the moves on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures.
Well, it's devastating is what it is, and it's an assault on everybody. They all work together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off tonight, off the Internet. So they made an attempt to not only kill the apps, but to actually destroy the entire company. And it's not just these three companies. Every vendor, from text message services to email providers to our lawyers, all ditched us too on the same day. And they're trying to falsely claim that we were somehow responsible for the events that occurred on the 6th.
Mate says they will rebuild Parler from scratch, but that could take as long as a week. The country of Pakistan is in a blackout due to a major national power grid failure. A fault caused power plants across the country to shut down. Pakistan's power minister is asking people to remain calm. This is the most widespread blackout in Pakistan since 2015. There have been long lines at gas stations as people rush to buy fuel for their generators. The wait's taking hours in some places. Power has since been restored to major parts of the capital city of Islamabad. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.